Moncrief on News Talk.
There are many reasons why Roger Casement is a significant figure in Ireland's history, but perhaps not so well known were his zoological exploits. While travelling in Africa and then South America, he sent both preserved and live specimens back to Dublin. There's even a moth named after him. Aidan O'Hanlon is curator of entomology at the National Museum of Ireland. Good afternoon, Aidan.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
I assume this kind of started when he was in Congo. Did he have an interest before he went there, or did it develop while he was there?
So, I should say just to introduce it, that this is part of research that I've been doing with a colleague of mine, historian Dr. Angus Mitchell. And we've been piecing together the stories and the provenance of a bunch of zoological specimens that we found in the Natural History Museum collection, and then unearthed from archives living animals that he sent to Dublin Zoo. So through that, we figured out that he must have inherited it from his father. So he grew up in a typically Victorian family, and of the time in the upper middle class Victorians, they were interested in specimen collecting and going out into the field with field clubs and botanizing and finding fossils and so on. And we actually have some specimens collected from his dad, Roger Casement Sr., who was in one of the Anglo-Afghan wars in Pakistan and Afghanistan in the 1840s. And he collected some fossils from that region and gave them to the museum, probably when Roger Casement was a kid or even before he was born. So I can imagine that there might have been some collections of natural history specimens lying around the house that may have spurred the interest in Roger Jr. later on.
Right. Okay. And so it kind of had a double function in that if he was pretending to be interested in the animals, it gave him a bit of cover as well.
Well, indeed, yeah. So this was one of the more remarkable things that we found from the research. So a small collection of butterflies that actually were previously known about. So some of the animal records we discovered or rediscovered, I suppose, for the first time during this research. But the butterflies were known about. So in 1910, while traveling through South America, and he was commissioned to uncover or to investigate claims of atrocities on rubber plantations in the Amazon, under a company called the Peruvian Amazon Company, and horrible stories of atrocities. And while he was doing so, he collected a bunch of butterflies, and these were previously on display in the museum. But the story behind them was lost to history. So we found out from his journals from that time that he was collecting them as a kind of a cover story. So he was a marked man in the area, and it wouldn't have been suspicious if to see this European eccentric man with a butterfly net going off with locals to be shown where are the butterflies, where can I collect some butterflies. That would have been just par for the course in the Amazon in that time. Whereas what he was actually doing was extracting their testimony away from the prying eyes of colonial administrators. So he knew well that appearing as a naturalist would allay any suspicions. And indeed, later on, he was seen, and this is a specimen that must be in England somewhere, a giant big blue macaw, a hyacinth macaw, a big huge parrot, that Casement travelled around the Amazon with, and it was called Polly. And it sat with a good name for a parrot. Good name for a parrot, yeah. Not the most original, but it sat on his shoulder, and there's all sorts of contemporary eyewitness accounts of this parrot absolutely losing it whenever Casement would leave to go out to have a cigarette or whatever. The parrot would fling forks around, fling menus at people, and it would only be calm in his presence. And he gave it to, of all people, the Cadbury chocolatier family in London. And he's writing to them later on. You can see the letters yourself in the National Library of Ireland archives. He's writing wondering about Polly and saying, oh, it's so sad now that she's living in a cage in England. You should have seen her on the Amazon and so on. But again, that and the butterflies, it's he was deliberately appearing as a conspicuous kind of half-mad naturalist, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and what kind of live animals did he send back, and how did you go about arranging it in those days?
Well, so Polly was sent back, the infamous parrot. But before that, I mean, we've put together a whole chronological list. So from 1898 right up until 1910, 1911, that Casement was sending back animals. And the animals that he sent back from Africa were dead. So they were kind of classic natural history specimens. There were some vipers that are preserved in jars of ethanol and so on. We call them pickled specimens. He sent back some botanical specimens from there in a dried nest of a weaver bird. Later on, when he goes to South America, the live animals he sent back included things like ocelots. So these are small little wild cats. He sent back a pair of those to Dublin Zoo. they were even used, one of them was used in a breeding program, or it was a failed breeding program, because they both unfortunately died of parasitic worm infections. And he sent back some Capuchin monkeys. He sent back a red and yellow macaw. He sent back a thing called a crested screamer, which is a big bird. The story behind that one was quite funny to find out as well. So that originally had been sent back, accidentally couriered back to the Natural History Museum, which is sometimes called the Dead Zoo as a nickname. And there's internal memos in our museum archive saying, basically, paraphrasing here, Sean, but basically along the lines of, why the hell is there a live bird in our zoo? And then they write to each other saying, oh, well, it's alive, so it must be for Dublin Zoo and not the Natural History Museum. So they redirected it up to Phoenix Park. And funny enough, well, not that funny, but a couple of years later, it died in a storm and it wound up being taxidermied and sent back to the museum anyway as a dead specimen. But he also, yes, the Capuchin monkeys, the red-legged screamer, that was the one that died. And then a thing called the guinea fowl, and that's an interesting one as well, because the guinea fowl is native to Africa, but it was brought over to South America by the Portuguese during their initial colonization of Brazil. And these are just some of the creatures that we did find out about. I mean, I'm sure there are more that exist outside of the recorded internal minute books and so on from the Zoological Society and inside the museum.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Aidan, thanks a million for telling us about that. That was Aidan O'Hanlon there, Curator of Entomology at the National Museum of Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.